Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan in advance of the Vikings-Detroit Lions game. With Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, I'm Paul Allen. The winning formula is coming up very shortly. But first, courtesy of DraftKings and DraftKings.com, Dan Miller, the play-by-play guy for the Detroit Lions, handicaps the adversary for us.
Now, guys, this one should be interesting as you have two teams coming off very disappointing opening week losses. And I think we all know history says being 0-2, not a death sentence, but your odds of making something of your season get much longer. For the Lions, a lot of things to keep an eye on defensively. Pretty good idea of what's coming. First and foremost, it's Minnesota. That means Adrian Peterson. They were outstanding against the run last year, but it's a different cast with no Ndamukong Suh. Elodie Nada playing his second game, so the expectation is he'll be better. And while they were decent against the run in San Diego, the Chargers did enough to keep them off balance. Now, I am sure the Vikings saw all of the short crossing routes that San Diego ran with great success. The Lions expect to see more of that until they prove they can stop it. Offensively, Lions struggled against the Chargers, jumped out quickly to a 21-3 lead, but didn't do much after that, and the Chargers scored the next 30 points. Amir Abdullah, he is the real deal. You can expect to see him get the ball in a variety of ways. One thing to keep an eye on will be how the team uses Calvin Johnson. He was only targeted twice through 3.5 quarters in week one. That jumps off the page at you. I'm guessing they'll try to get him more involved, but Xavier Rhodes can certainly make that a challenge. There will not be many surprises between these two. They know each other too well. It's going to come down to which team's able to execute and avoid some of the mistakes that really cost them in week one. Somebody's coming out of this one feeling very good about where they are, and somebody's going to have a lot of work to do. It's only week two. But in the world of where we are right now, this is a big game for Detroit with Peyton Manning coming in next week, and then a trip to Seattle. Back to you guys.